Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Let's get our friend Mike Davis on the show. Founder and president of the Article 3 Project. And when it comes to the hush money trial that is starting today, according Mike Davis to your Twitter, you're saying that this is the Biden trial. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. Give us your view. Jamie Raskin just was talking about how important and serious this case is in Manhattan against Donald Trump. How do you see what's taking place, what's starting today?
Well, I'm up here in New York City, and I was outside of the courthouse earlier today when the proceedings began. And there were hundreds of people out in front of the courthouse, but they were reporters. And this is a trash criminal case. It's a tabloid criminal case. You have a businessman settling a nuisance claim from 7 years ago, and that is at best a bookkeeping misdemeanor. And I don't even think it's a bookkeeping misdemeanor, but this Alvin Bragg, this Manhattan DA, this Soros funded Manhattan DA, has taken what is at best a time barred bookkeeping misdemeanor to settle a nuisance claim and somehow transform this into 34 felony counts 7 years later against a former president for the first time ever, charging a former president. And that former president just happens to be the leading presidential candidate in an election year. This is obvious lawfare and election interference. The prior Manhattan DA, Cy Vance, the former Manhattan U.S. attorney, the Federal Election Commission, and Alvin Bragg himself declined to bring these bogus felony charges against Trump because it's a bogus theory. It wasn't until Matthew Colangelo got deployed from the number three office in the Biden Justice Department. Matthew Colangelo was a senior political appointee in the Biden Justice Department to resurrect this zombie case against President Trump. And they're before this Manhattan Democrat Judge Juan Merchan, who donated to Biden in 2020. He donated to another anti-Trump cause. And his adult daughter, Lauren Merchan, is a leading Democrat consultant and fundraiser who has raised almost $100 million off of this criminal prosecution over which her father is presiding. And so she has a direct financial stake in this. And a former Clinton federal judge in New York went on CNN on April 5th and said that Judge Merchan is legally conflicted under New York law and he must recuse from this case. He's refused to do it. When Trump raised this evidence of Judge Merchan's clear conflict of interest from his adult daughter's financial stake in this criminal prosecution, he responded by putting an illegal, unconstitutional gag order on President Trump. This is what you do in third world Marxist hellholes like Zimbabwe and North Korea and now New York, D.C. and Atlanta.
It seems, Mike Davis, that they've had to go through some significant legal gymnastics to even bring this case into the courtroom. The time frame, like what is actually being alleged that Donald Trump did, this is not the same as, but it reminds me of the fraud case that was taking place in New York. And you're trying to find out, like, who is the victim in this crime? I guess they're alleging that the American people are the victim, that this was somehow, that the hush money was somehow contrived to steal the election. But we're talking about the 2016 election. Why is it that all of the sudden, is there any reason that they would give, that Jamie Raskin would give, that this is important now in the 2024 election season?
Yeah, it's amazing. You have $30 million going from China and Russia and Ukraine, Kazakhstan, into every Biden family member's bank account, it seems, except for the five-year-old granddaughter who they finally claimed after years under political pressure. But you're going to go after Trump for, at best, settling a nuisance claim and then putting it in the books in 2017. And somehow they didn't put it in the books right, but that putting it in the books in 2017 somehow affected the 2016 election. It's just a bizarre legal theory that even the New York Times and the Washington Post said was absurd. But now that this is going to trial, of course, the New York Times and Washington Post will change their tune and say that this is the greatest criminal case and the most important criminal case in American history.
So on Twitter, you have a Biden trial fact sheet. And I think that a lot of us look at what's happening to Donald Trump as voters, as people who don't like the direction this country is going. Some of us are strong at Donald Trump and always have been Donald Trump supporters. Other people are so disenfranchised and disenchanted with the Biden administration that they might be up for voting for the guy they thought they'd never vote for. Why do you suggest that this goes squarely all the way to Joe Biden? What do you think is actually involved in the pressure to contrive these types of charges and do the legal gymnastics to get to where we are right now?
Well, Biden's fingerprints are directly on all four of these unprecedented criminal indictments of President Trump. Biden's prior rival in 2020 and his future rival in November of this year. It was Matthew Colangelo who got deployed from the Biden Justice Department. He was in the number three office, a senior political appointee there. He was the acting number three, and then he became the number two to the number three when Vanita Gupta, a hardcore leftist, got confirmed as the associate attorney general. Colangelo got deployed to Bragg's office to bring this first indictment ever against a former president, and they waited years to do this. This was misconduct, allegedly, from 2016-2017 time period, but it wasn't until Trump said he was running for election that all of a sudden these charges appear. You also have Nathan Waite, the dumb, unqualified boyfriend of Fulton County DA Fannie Willis, who billed his time to the Fulton County taxpayers and COVID funds for Nathan Waite's two meetings with the Biden White House, including the Biden White House counsel, 16 hours at $250 an hour before Fannie Willis, Big Fannie, brought her unprecedented indictment against President Trump for the non-crime of objecting to a presidential election, which is allowed by the Electoral Count Act of 1887 and the First Amendment. And then Jack Smith has two prosecutions, one for a former president having his presidential records in the office of former president, which is allowed under the Presidential Records Act, and another January 6th case. It was Biden Deputy White House Counsel Jonathan Su on behalf of President Biden who waived President Trump's claim of constitutional executive privilege going back 250 years that led to the unprecedented raid on the office of former president for presidential records he's allowed to have. Biden has his fingerprints on all four of these criminal cases. It was also Biden who pressured Merrick Garland to bring these cases, publicly pressuring him, putting political pressure on his attorney general to go after President Trump. And here we are during the middle of election season, you have these Democrat judges and Democrat prosecutors and Democrat juries in these Democrat hellholes of New York, D.C. and Atlanta trying to keep President Trump in a courtroom every day under the threat of going to jail, according to Judge Mershon, if Trump doesn't show up every day for this 8-week or more trial instead of on the campaign trail.
You know, Mike Davis speaking with us right now, the founder and president of the Article 3 Project. The way you've laid it out and the way America has watched this unfold, it's very obvious that this is a campaign strategy on Joe Biden's part, on the left's part. In your mind, last question before we let you go, and I would ask you to look at the whole lawfare landscape as Donald Trump is facing right now. What does justice truly look like at the end of all of this lawfare against Donald Trump?
When President Trump is put back into the White House because the American people, not Democrat prosecutors and judges and juries and Democrat hellholes like New York, D.C., and Atlanta, are going to decide who's the president of the United States. We're not going to destroy democracy in the process. And when President Trump is back in office, his Justice Department must open a criminal probe on this obvious conspiracy to violate the civil rights of President Trump, his top aides, his lawyers, his supporters on January 6th. This is a criminal conspiracy to violate civil rights of political opponents and their supporters. This is election interference, and there must be consequences to this. These are republic-ending tactics by Biden and these Democrat prosecutors.
Should Donald Trump win, do you feel that he will do that?
He must. He must. It's the only way we are going to save this country. The Democrats have crossed the Rubicon. They only respect power. If we don't show them power, if there are not consequences for this clear, illegal criminal conspiracy to violate the civil rights of so many others, this conspiracy to interfere in the election, if there are not severe legal, financial, and political consequences, this will never end.
Mike Davis, we appreciate your time today on a very busy day for you in New York City surrounding that Donald Trump hush money trial that has commenced today. Thank you for being with us here. We appreciate you.
Thank you, Annie.
Of course.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.